Begin the current daf Masechet Pesachim daf Yud Beis. Begin on the top line of the Gemara, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf, and that is we had a Mishnah Sanhedrin that was introduced because it's going to be coming into relation to contrast our Mishnah and this Masechet that was discussing regarding the discrepancy of the testimony of two different Edim, and that is if one says 1 hour and another says a different hour, do we say that that invalidates their testimony, or do we say that that is the margin of error that's allowed for someone that makes a mistake in the exact hour? And our Gemara begins the discussion about asking on Abaye's opinion and his explanation. There were two versions of that, but in the one that the Gemara asks on is regarding the one that says the Reb Meir would hold that a person would make a small, tiny error in timing, but not more than that. And therefore, if there's a greater discrepancy than that, we say the testimony is invalid. Whereas the Reb Yehuda allows up to a shah namash, up to an hour and a little bit. And again, as we're going to demonstrate on Amud Beis, this will be related to the discussion of our Mishnah regarding do we make a mistake regarding the timing of when chametz has to be gotten rid of, eliminated from the biblical standpoint, which is after the sixth hour, and regarding to when we say the midrabanan, we're concerned you might confuse regarding the fifth hour and the fourth hour. So the Gemara says, Asal Rav Huna Bereid Rabbi Yehuda. Amr L'Shmaite said this statement of Abai, which we just mentioned, Kameid Rava, in front of Rava, again saying that regarding the testimony, that Remei would allow a small little discrepancy, but not more than that, which is called a Mashu, and Rabbi Yehuda would allow up to an hour and a little bit. So Amr, so Rava said, can you say such a thing, that according to Rabbi Meir, we would only allow a small minor margin of error, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, an hour and a little bit, then the question is, how can you actually join their testimony? In other words, who tells you? Because as the way Abaye had interpreted, the cases actually were that it says, Remeir's opinion was that if one says it was in the second hour, the other one says in the third hour, then Remeir says it's good. But if the one says in the third, another one says in the fifth, then Remeir would say it's not good. So the way we interpreted that Abaye had said it according to the opinion of Remeir was, where do we see just a small margin of error? It seems to be an hour. That is, Abaye had said that it means to say that the one who said the second means the end of the second hour. The one who said the third means the beginning of the third hour. And that's all the discrepancy allows, which Rav is pointing out. How can you say that the one that had said the earlier hour meant the end of the hour, and the one who said the later hour meant to say the beginning of that hour, to say that they're very close in timing and there was only a slight error, and thereby joining their edus, that there shouldn't be such a large discrepancy to say that they're not lying and it was just this small margin of error? How can you say that? Just as if we would be very particular with these edim, to if we wanted to split up their edus to show that there was really a large discrepancy, we would be able to do that. That we could say the haidikamer shalish betchilah shalish. That we would say that regarding the one who says it was in the third hour, it was in the beginning of the third. The haidikamer chamish besayv chamish, and the one who says it was at the fifth is at the end of the fifth, and there would be a very large discrepancy between the two of them. There would be a 3 hours minus a little bit. And now, since you're even saying, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that at most you allow, he's the more lenient opinion, allows up to an hour and a little bit, which he says is kosher, the edus. Even if one says in the third and one says in the fifth, how do you know that third meant the end of the third and fifth meant the beginning of the fifth, and therefore all we have is an hour and a little bit? Maybe it's not true. Maybe the third wasn't the beginning of the third, and the fifth was at the end of the fifth. And since people don't make such a large mistake, we say that it wasn't that just they had made an error, but rather it's false witnesses, v'havi edus mukheshes, and therefore it's testimony that has been denied, v'lekatlinan, and therefore we're not going to kill, v'anan nikim v'niktal mesveka, and you want for us to go ahead and allow them to kill this person out of doubt? But v'rachmanam, the Torah says in Sefer Abibinra, says v'shavtu edu, that the congregation should judge, v'tzilu edu, and the congregation shall save, which means they shall save the murderer, because we try to find ways to make him meritorious, to save him from the penalty of death. Therefore, definitely what we have to say is as follows. This is what Rav is basically asking in the Baya. How can you say that that's the understanding of Remei and Yehuda? Again, which Remei says that 2 and 3 is good, and according to Yehuda, even 3 and 5 is good, to say that, oh, really, they meant the end of that hour, and the other one meant the earlier one, which shows a very small discrepancy. Who said? Maybe it's not, and therefore we should try to find ways to say that it was really the beginning of the second and the end of the third, which according to Remei would not be good, or the beginning of the third and the end of the fifth, which even according to Yehuda would not be good. So therefore, Rava says what you have to say is that the reason why the testimony is good in these cases is obviously because they hold that even if you would separate it as much as you can, and to say that the earlier one meant the beginning of the hour that he said, and the later one meant even the end of the hour that he had said, still you could say that it was a mistake, and you cannot deny their testimony because people do make large discrepancies of mistakes, and not like Abaye, where Abaye was saying smaller amounts, which even according to his larger version, the second version, he said that it's going to be only a small amount according to Rabbi Meir, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, only an hour and a little bit. It's not true, because Rava says, how can we interpret their statements by saying that it was such a small discrepancy when it could be big, and we have to do that because of Betzilo Edom? Rather, Elam Rava, Rava says, L'divrei Meir, Adam Tayu Shtei Shoyis Chasamashu, much larger than Abaye had allowed. Obviously, in the fact that he allows someone saying the second hour and one saying the third hour, that we could and we should stretch it by saying that one, the second was in the beginning of the second and the third was at the end of the third. Obviously, that we allow up to a discrepancy of a little bit less than 2 hours. And L'divrei Yehuda, according to Yehuda, who he allowed, even when one says in the third, one says in the fifth, then we would say that the third means the beginning of the third, and the fifth means at the end of the fifth, that Adam Toya Shola Shoyis Chosamashu, that a person can make a mistake up to a little bit less than 3 hours, and that's why we consider the testimony of the Edom valid even with such a discrepancy, as the Gemara explains. A divrei Meir Adam Toya Shtei Shoyis Chosamashu, contrary to Meir, we say that a person makes a mistake up to a little bit less than 2 hours, and that's why their testimony is valid, because Maisik Yehava, regarding the actual episode when the murder took place, was either in the beginning of the second hour, or could be even at the end of the third. In other words, it doesn't make a difference if the story took place at the end of the second or the beginning of the third, where then, yes, it would be a very small discrepancy. Or even if you say it was at the beginning of the second, and that there would only be a discrepancy of an hour. Or if you say it was at the end of the third, where, again, there would only be a mistake of an hour. But even if you say that the story took place in the beginning of the second, and this one said the third means the end of the third, still, the chad minai ketoy beishoyis chasamashu, and even though in such a case that it's going to be a discrepancy of a little bit less than 2 hours, still we do not have the power to be mevatel their edus, because people do make such large mistakes. L'divrei Yehuda, according to Yehuda, adam toyer sholish chasamashu. According to Yehuda, the person makes a mistake up to 3 hours, a little bit less than 3 hours. And that is Maisik Yehava, the story that it was as it was. Oy b'tchilishalosh, whether in the beginning of the third hour, oy b'seif chamash, or even at the end of the fifth hour. In other words, even if you were distances, as much as you could distance their two testimonies, you could still say that it's not false edus, and that the person can make such a mistake. And that is v'chad minayi k'toy sholos chasumashu, and that is one person could make a mistake up to a little bit less than 3 hours. So again, in other words, as much as you could distance them, even if one is saying that hour, which the story was, that the later one will not be considered as a hakasha, as denying this edus, because people do make such mistakes. And that's again Rava's interpretation, not like Abaye, because Abaye is interpreting it as a way to make it a slimmer margin of error, which Rava says, why we wouldn't do that? Betzilo edus, we would make it as large as we could, because we want to save him, and yet in spite of that, it's still going to be edus, because we allow a larger margin of error. Now the Gemara asks, Tanan, we learned over there in Masechta Sanhedrin, that Hoyaboykin Isai, that we would check those who are saying testimony regarding life and death penalty, Batidin, regarding those type of judgments, B'sheva Chakiris, with 7 different quests. And that is, it's learned out from Sukkim and Masechet Sanhedrin over there in that Perek Daf Memon Alf. And these 7 questions are as follows. Be'ezer Shavua, in which Shemitah, in other words, there is 50, every 50th year is Yovel, that makes 7 cycles of Shemitah, that every 7th year is a Shemitah cycle. So which one of the Shemitah cycles of the Yovel is it? Be'ezer Shana, which year in that 7-year cycle of Shemitah was it? Be'ezer Chodesh, and what month of the year was it? Be'kamva Chodesh, what day of the month was it? Be'ezer Yom, what day of the week was it? Was it Sunday, was it Monday, was it Tuesday, or any other day? Be'ezer Shah, what hour was it in the day? And Be'ezer Makim, in what place was it? Utanya, and really the gear says B'tanan, and we learned in the Mishnah, Ma bein Chakiris Lebedikis. What is the difference between the Chakiris, which are the 7 questions, to Bedikis, which over there it's taught that Bedikis are different types of an analysis of the Edom. That they say that, do you recognize this person? Did you warn him? With what did he kill? Did he kill with a sword? Did he kill with something else? Was he wearing black clothing, or was he wearing white clothing? And there the Gemara says that whoever goes and does more bedikas as a dayan, as a judge, he's more praiseworthy. Now the question is, what is the difference between these 7 chakiris to the later ones which are called bedikas? What is the difference that we're calling one chakiris, one's bedikas? And that the Gemara says, Chakirois, regarding these 7 questions, Amr Echad Mehen any day, if on any one of these seven questions, again, what day of the month, what hour is it, if one of them says, I do not know, a dusin betela, the whole testimony is considered nullified, even if it was regarding the hour of the day, and one says, I don't know, the edus is going to be batel. Whereas bedikas, regarding this other types of analysis of the edim, afilish name oimrim ein onu yoidim edusin kayemis. Even if both of them say we do not know, their edus will still be valid. It's just that we want to find the discrepancy between their two. One's going to say white, one's saying black. Oh, then it won't be good. But they could say, and it's still valid, even if they say we don't know. Now, Vavin, but we asked regarding this, Maishna Chakiris, or Maishna Medikis, what is the difference? Why, regarding the Chakiris, those seven questions, if even one says, I don't know, it's invalid, whereas regarding Medikis, they could say, I don't know, they could continuously plead the fifth, and they're still going to be putter, even if, and that'll be a good valid testimony, even if both of them say, we don't know. Vavin, we said, the difference is, Chakiris, Amr Echad Mehen and Yedeya Edus Metela, the reason why, if one of them says, I do not know, that the Edus is considered invalid, which now their testimony becomes testimony which are not valid for the process known as Azama. And that is, the Torah says, that the judges should analyze very well, and if it's going to come out that one of them is saying false testimony, that you should do to the aid, to the witness, as he had tried to do to the defendant. And therefore, the Gemara concludes over there that only a edus, a testimony that you could fulfill the halachas of Azama on that aid, would that be considered a valid testimony in the first right? And if not, not. Now, therefore, Hazama is only applicable in not when Hazama doesn't work. If, let's say, the second peer of Edom come and say, oh, what you're saying is not true, that's not enough. It has to be when the second peer say, wait a second, how could you have said edus that you saw him murder him on that day at that hour, but you were with us at that time in that place, and therefore you couldn't have been in the place where you said you were. Now, therefore, if regarding any one of these seven questions, even of the Chakira, of what hour was it, if he says, I don't know, then you can't say anymore, oh, but you were with me at 4 o'clock. If he says, I don't know what time it is, he could say, okay, 4 o'clock, great, but 7 o'clock, I was there. Now, as Rashi says, and if you're going to say that, but you could do Hazama through the whole day, and let's say if Edom come, a second pair of Edom come and say to the first pair of Edom, wait, you were with us the entire day. However, still, as Rashi explains, we're still lacking one of the seven components of what's called the Sheva Chakiris, which is regarding the hours. And the Torah adds and says that there's seven Chakiris regarding that we learn from Exeir Shava of hate of hate, as the Gemara Sanhedrin brings, and therefore they're all necessary to have in the process of creating Hazama. So, although technically it's possible to have Hazama even without the time of the hours, but it is one of the necessary components that you have to have that as an option of creating Hazama based on the hours. And therefore, even if one of them says, I don't know what hour it is, it will be invalid testimony, because then it won't be available to be used as part of the process of Hazama to be turned on the Edom themselves. So that's regarding why it's invalid regarding Hazama. However, Bedikos, when they say we do not know, let's say what was the murder weapon, what was he wearing, Edishatu Yochel Hazimahi, it is still testimony that could be used in the process of Hazama, because the process of Hazama only works with really the seven questions of the Chakiris. Because what does Imanu Hayisim, which is what the second pair of Edus technically say to the first pair that you were with us, to do if they were claiming that the defendant was wearing black or white clothing, has no relevance to regarding if they were there with us or not. And therefore, there, since it's Edus Shatu Yochel Hazim, you could still do Hazama, even if they say on all the Bedikas we do not know, it will still be a valid testimony. So that's what the mission over this says. Now the Gemara concludes to the question that why we introduced this. Now, V'i Amr Toi in Shikuli Hai, if you're going to say that people make such a large margin of error, as we just explained in Rava, that he said even according to a mayor, it's a little bit less than 2 hours, and according to Behud, it's a little bit less even than 3 hours. So Chakiris to Ezer Shah, so regarding one of the seven questions, which we said was to get the exact hour, Nami Edishiyat Yachal Azimahi, that is also essentially, now by default, a testimony that cannot be used in the process of Hazama. In other words, you can't use Hazama with it, because even if, you're right, they cannot say, we don't know, because that would totally undo it. But even if he says it was in the fifth hour, and then the second pair of Ezers come and say, wait, fifth hour, you with us, how could you say you were over there and you witnessed the murder? But the Amri Miti Katina, but they could say, oh, we made a mistake. And that is, we could say, really, it was in the fourth hour, and I made a mistake. I said the fifth, you're right, I was with you in the fifth hour, but it was in the fourth hour. Just like we just said, that there's a margin of error that we allow up to either a little bit less than 2 hours or a little bit less than 3 hours. So therefore, how can we ever have the Edom if it has to be usable in to be used in the process of Azama regarding hours? And essentially, it cannot be used because you can always say, I made a mistake, up to 2 hours or up to 3 hours. But that the Gemara says, essentially, you're right. But Davinan Lahu Kulatusayu, we give them that whole area of the margin of error of making a mistake. And that is, if these Edom are coming and creating Hazama on the first period of Edom, that they're going, they allow that area of the hour and the mistake they would make and say, you know what? Not only the hour that you claimed the murder was, but even the margin of error that's allowed, that whole time period you also was with us. And therefore, it is applicable still in the process of Hazama, as the Gemara explains. Lirim Meir, contrary Meir, that he says a person makes a mistake up till 2 hours. Yahavin lu, we give to these two Edim, which one says it was in the second hour, one says in the third hour, we give them mitchilah shel rishon, not seif chamesh. If we give them from the beginning of the first hour of the day up until the fifth hour between the two of them. And that is for the one that says it was in the second hour, we give him the first hour of the day and the second hour of the day. And then post that, we give him the third hour and the fourth hour. Now regarding the one who says it was in the third hour, we give him also, additionally, the fifth hour, but not more than that. And that is when these two people say, who come now afterwards and say, oh, wait a second, in the second hour, you with us. So he could say, yeah, he could say that I made a mistake up till 2 hours that is behind me and in front of me. And really, essentially, the story took place in the first hour. And that is what we allow. And therefore, the Hazama actually has to be inclusive of the beginning of the first hour up till the end of the fifth hour. Now the Gemara says, "Bedinu denesiv lahu meikar tvein." In truth, if you follow the calculations properly, we should even give him even from before the first hour, because that would be if the person says in the second hour, you would even have to go back another hour to go back for earlier. Then yamam alalel yilotoyich, but people do not make a mistake between night and day, and therefore we say that although you can go back to up to 2 hours, but again, that would not allow earlier than where the from when it was still nighttime, because people don't make a mistake such a thing. And if you can't say, I made a mistake. And therefore, when they tell him that in the first hour and the second hour, you with us. So he could say, oh, I made a mistake later, that it was really in the third hour, the fourth hour. And if they tell him all the 4 hours, you with us, then Hazama would be created according to this opinion. Now, for the one who said it was in the third hour, we also give him the first hour and the second hour, and give him afterwards, we give him the fourth and the fifth hour. And if they say that you are with us the entire 5 hours, then they would be creating Hazama on him too. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says that a person makes a mistake up to 3 hours. So you have to consider that regarding the process of Hazama. Yavin lehu mitchila shel rishon avat seif shishis. We give him the beginning of the first hour to the end of the sixth hour. Now, the Gemara says, as we just said before, and the truth is, we should have given him even from before, a little bit earlier. Now, we said we give him, as we said, Rabbi Yehuda says, there's between the third and the fifth hour, that we say that there is that discrepancy, allows up to 3 hours, and therefore we should give, if one's saying two, one's saying three, we should go even further back, as the Gemara had asked before, but we continue on to Amud Beis. But same answer we gave, according to Meir, people do not make a mistake between night and day. And therefore, earlier than the first hour, when it's in other words, the first hour is 6 a.m., before that it's still nighttime, then we're not going to consider that as available for a mistake. Now, afterwards, we give him the fourth hour and the fifth hour and the sixth hour. Now, regarding the one who said it was in the fifth hour, we give him from before the fourth and third and the second, because that Rabbi Yehuda allows up a discrepancy of 3 hours, and afterwards the sixth hour. Now, the Gemara says, "Bedinu denesiv lekamei tvein." Truth is, the one who says in the fifth hour is because Rabbi Yehuda allows one eight to say the third hour, one say the fifth. And therefore we go all the way back to the first, but not earlier because we don't confuse with night. And the one who says fifth, we're allowing only up to the sixth hour, should go at least seventh and eighth. Why do we stop over there? We should really give more. Ella, but the truth is, the reason why we don't is because people do not make a mistake between the fifth hour of the morning and the seventh hour, which is already in the afternoon. And the reason being, Shebehei Chama B'Mizrach, because in the fifth hour, the sun is in the east. In the seventh hour, the sun is in the west. And again, people do not make the mistake, as we had mentioned earlier, that on the previous stuff, that a person puts his hand up, he could tell which way the shade is. That's something that's pretty obvious. And people would not make such mistakes. Although it's within the range of 3 hours, it would not be included because of the blatancy of where the sun's position is. Now, Rashi says, in truth, that although we give this range of error for the mistake, that's only to save them and to prevent them from getting killed. However, from the moment that the Hazama was done, regarding that hour and the hour after that, right away the Eidos is nullified. And even if the Hazama was not done regarding the mistake from beforehand, because he says very, very simply, because when we say to the one who said it was in the third hour, that the third and the fourth and the fifth you were with us, so what does he have to do to save himself? He has to say it was in the second hour, but I made a mistake. Now, right away, that will automatically cause their ages to split up. Because if it was in the second hour of this story, now we only have one aid left. Because his friend says it was in the fifth hour, between the second and the fifth, that's even larger than the discrepancy that Yehuda allows. And therefore, essentially, the aidus will be undone, although it will not create a hazama, it will be undone if they at least get him on his hour and the hour later, because then he's not going to be able to get anywhere, he's going to have to go an hour behind, and therefore that enough, Rashi explains, will be done. Now, however, ultimately what the Gemara is basically saying is that it's not difficult. From this that we had asked regarding the margin of error that we allowed from the halachas of Hazama, which we said if Hazama is the exact hour, how do we allow such a range of things? So that was the Gemara says, that you're right, we have to calculate into the process of Hazama regarding not only the exact hour that they say, but regarding that range of error that we allow. But now the Gemara, it was why we introduced this whole sugya Masechta Sanhedrin from the previous daf, is because of our Mishnah, which the Gemara quotes right now. Tanan, the Gemara is going to ask from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, "Remeya Oimer Oichel Kol Hay." We can eat chametz the entire fifth hour. V'seifim Mitchilas Vav, and we begin burning the chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour. Yehuda Oimer Oichel Kol Dalid, V'toilin Kol Hay. V'seifim Mitchilas Vav says we eat chametz the entire fourth hour. We suspend, in other words, we don't eat, but we don't burn the entire fifth hour, and we begin burning in the beginning of the sixth hour. Now, this is where the Gemara is going to ask all the questions. We had two opinions. We had Abaye's opinion in the Machlokes Remeya and Yehuda in the Mishnah Sanhedrin, and we had Rav's opinion. Now the Gemara is going to discuss all the different variations. La Baya, Libid Remeir, according to Abaye's interpretation of Remeir, the Amr Eidon Matoy B'Loy Klum, which was the first version of Abaye, which says that that Remeir leaves no room for error. People don't make mistakes in the time. And even if it's a small discrepancy, that will invalidate the witnesses. So then, Nechel Kulishis, then we should allow people to eat the entire sixth hour, up till the end of the sixth hour, and because that's when biblically it becomes us. So why should we make any rabbinic gzeira not to allow earlier if people don't make mistakes according to Remeir? Moreover, nami, according to the second version of Abaye's interpretation of Remeir, the Adam tell you master that okay, people do make a small margin of error, which is from the end of the second to the beginning of the third, but then nechalat save shis, at least you should be able to eat up until the end of the sixth hour, because again, minatar, it's only usr when the sixth hour passes. Why would Rabbanan make our chaka in something where people don't make a mistake? As you said, we validate the testimony because people don't make a mistake, so therefore here also regarding chametz, we should allow it up until then. Then the Gemara continues asking, V'abaya libid Rabbi Yehuda. Now in Abaye's interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, Odom Toye Chatz Isha, according to the first version of Abaye, where he says that Rabbi Yehuda allows up to mistake up to half hour, that the one who said that it was at the end of the third, and the other one said it was in the beginning of the fifth, and that it really was in the middle of the fourth, so each one was making a half hour mistake, but then Nechalad Palga the Shist. Then according to Behudi, you should be able to eat up until halfway of the sixth hour. And in our Mishnah, he does not say that at all. He says you shouldn't eat past the fourth hour, and you're toiling the fifth hour. And Ulahach Lishna Namim, according to the second version of Abaye, the Amr Adam Toyosho Masher, according to Behudi, said a person makes a mistake up until an hour and a little bit. But then Nechat Seif, hey, at least we should be able to eat up until the end of the fifth, which gives that little Mashu of the fifth, and then the entire sixth, which is that enough, and not to say that you have to stop at the end of the fourth. So David the Gemara says, no, it's not difficult. Because Amar Abaye, Eidus Mesur Lizrizim. Testimony is given over to people that are very punctilious, they're very particular, they're very careful. Now the person's not going to come to say testimony about somebody, about a murder case, unless he was knowing exactly what hour took place in. And that is because he knows that ultimately he's going to come to Bez and they're going to do drishas and hakiris on him. And therefore we say we don't allow either any discrepancies or even very minor discrepancies, or according to Behud a little bit more than that. However, according to everybody, chametz lakol maser. Chametz, the obligation of chametz, of getting rid of it, is incumbent upon everybody. Even people that are not so particular or very time-oriented. And therefore, since people are going to make a mistake, that's why according to everybody, we are more stringent regarding the halachas of chametz in our Mishnah than the halacha over there regarding eidus in the Mishnah Sanhedrin. So according to everybody, it's going to be drawn out a little bit more. That's why, again, both in the opinions of Remeir and both versions of Abaye or Rabbi Yehuda, although they're smaller amounts in the halachas of eidus, because there they're very particular, they're going to have to know it very well. Whereas here by chametz, where people are not so particular, according to every opinion, it's going to be a little bit longer. So that was according to Abaye's interpretation. Now the Gemara asks, according to Rava's interpretation of Remeir, which we had on this daf, on the Min Aleph, the Amma that he says Adam Toyish Deisho is Chasim Asho. He gave a larger discrepancy. He says that according to Rebbe Meir, a person makes a mistake up to a little bit less than 2 hours. Then the question is Mitchilas Hey Loy Nechel. It's like to the contrary of the Gemara's questions. According to him, it should be more stringent, not like Abaye that we asked, it should be more lenient in our Mishnah. It should be more stringent that according to a mayor who, in our Mishnah, he allows up eating up to the 6th hour, and then the 6th hour we start to burn. It's not true. From the beginning of the 5th hour, you shouldn't be able to eat, because since people make a mistake up to a little bit less than 2 hours, and therefore since it starts in the beginning of the 7th, we shouldn't allow it up till the beginning of the 5th hour. And that the Gemara says, Hey Chama b'mizrach v'zayin Chama b'marim. No, people don't make such a mistake. Because in the 5th hour, the sun is in the east. In the 7th hour, the sun is in the west. And since Chametz is only us in the 7th, people are not going to make such a large mistake of the 5th hour to the 7th, because we could tell where the sun is and we won't make such a mistake. Although in hours, regular hours, 2 hours, we can make a mistake, but here it's too obvious. But then the Gemara asks, Ihachi, b'shis namenechel, and even in the 6th hour, according to a mayor, one should be able to eat Chametz, because in the 6th hour, the sun's still not moving towards the west. Rather, it's in the middle of the sky. And there the sun is on top of everyone's head, and the shade is not neither east nor west, rather right on top of the person. So since we could tell that it's not towards the west, even in the 6th hour one should be able to eat. And that the Gemara says, Zimra of Adabar Ava, Shis, in the 6th hour, Yema, the sun is Bekarnasakai. It's in the middle of the sky, and therefore it's very close leaning towards the east or close leaning towards the west, and you can't really tell so well. So although in the 5th hour and the 7th hour we'll say that that's way too obvious and there people are not going to make that mistake, that's why Rebbe Meir allows it in the 5th hour. But regarding the 6th hour, that's already, you cannot tell that it's right on top because it looks like it's either on the east or the west. And that's why we're machmir the 6th hour. Now Rashi says the reason why we use the terminology karnasa, which literally means the corner, we didn't say loshen beimitzi in the middle, is because essentially the way the sun goes, the pattern is it goes towards the south. And that is because that's the way the circular motion of the sun goes, that the sun goes around in a circle. And in a circle, there's no differentiation between the four different corners, the four different directions of the sky. You cannot tell clearly. And from the east, it curves a little bit to the halfway in the south or half in the north. And it looks like that it's half in the south when it's at the end of the east, and when it's beginning in the west, and that's what's called karnasa. But essentially, it's, although it curves, it's in the top, but coming from an angle on top of everyone's head. But again, that's why the Gemara says that in the 6th hour, we are more machmer. But then the Gemara asked, okay, that resolves Rav in Reb Meir's interpretation. But Rav, that he said that in Reb Yehuda's opinion, one makes an error up to a time of a little bit less than 3 hours, then Metchilas Dalad Lo Nechel, and even the beginning of the 4th hour, one should not be able to eat because you make a mistake of the 6th, the 5th, and the 4th, right? A little bit less, which is the beginning of the 4th. Yet even Rabbi Huda allows eating up until the end of the 4th hour. That the Gemara says, similarly, like we said before, well, Hey Chama B'Mizrach, V'Sheva Chama B'Marav. Now, when the sun is in the east on the 5th hour, and the sun is in the west in the 7th hour, and we could clearly tell that difference. The Koshkin Dal definitely went in the 4th hour, for sure we could tell the difference. But then the Gemara asks, wait, the Ihachi, based on that same logic, Behei Nami Necha, then you should be able to eat it even in the 5th hour, because that's the same discrepancy that it's so blatantly obvious. Yet Rabbi Huda says it is forbidden, at least Toilin, that you don't consume it in the 5th hour. Why is that? And then the Gemara gives 2 answers. First, Tirgama Abaya Libid Rav. First, Abaya comes to Rav's defense to interpret according to him, that Edis, similar like we said before, but a little bit different, Edis Misrul is reason. Testimony that said in Bezdin was given over to people that are that have alacrity, they're very careful, they're very zaris. And therefore, there Rabbi Yehuda agrees that yes, people would not make a mistake, especially if you're looking, you want to know to say when the murder happened, between the 5th hour and the 7th hour. However, Chametz, like Kol Maser, Chametz is given over to everybody, and people would make a mistake between the 5th and the 7th hour. Now, however, although we say that people that are not so zaris like the Edis would make a mistake, but they wouldn't make such a mistake. Now, so although that they would make a mistake from the beginning of the 3rd hour to the end of the 5th hour, which is 3 hours, however, they would not make a mistake, which is what the Gemara is coming to answer, between the end of the 4th hour and the beginning of the 7th hour, to say that it should be forbidden even the 4th hour according to Behuda, because of the 7th hour, because even though that it's less than 3 hours, but that is way too obvious. from the differentiation of the sun. And therefore, although it is within the range of the 3 hours, but that's very obvious. Fifth and seventh, although it's obvious to some extent, but not for those who are involved in chametz because they're not pekin, but from the fourth hour to the seventh hour, that would be obvious even according to Rava's interpretation of Rabbi Huda. That was Abaye's response for Rava regarding the question that why is it that in the fifth hour that it's going to be usur if there's that distinct difference between the fifth and the seventh where the sun is either in the west or the east. But Rava says no, that the reason of Rabbi Huda regarding chametz is lav hayn time of Rabbi Huda. It's not because, as Abaye had said for him, that it's because of the mistake that people make, because people don't make a mistake between the fifth and the seventh, as we said, because in the fifth the sun is in the east and then the seventh in the west. Rather, this that he said, that we're toiling kol chamesh, that we suspended, that we do not eat. Why is it? People don't make such a mistake. Rabbi Huda goes to his opinion, which is mentioned elsewhere. Dama that he says in the other parakanaf, chafalaf amin alaf, that he says, ein bir chametz ela sreifa, that the only way to eliminate the chametz is through the option of burning. And therefore, the Rabban said it's going to be us to eat in the fifth hour to give the person time to gather wood, firewood, in the interim. And the Rabbanan gave the person an hour to go ahead and gather firewood, because if we would allow the person to consume chametz the entire fifth hour, he wouldn't remember. And then it would be already getting too late once it's time in the sixth hour. But now that we say that toilenle, that we say, okay, it's not us, you don't have to burn it, but you can't eat it. So he's going to say, oh, now I have to remember, this is an hour that no one's eating chametz anyway, to go ahead and get firewood. And that was the purpose and intention of making it toilen in the fifth hour. So although technically there is no mistake at that time, and that's not the reason why it's us in the fifth hour, but it's to be able to get firewood, because that's the only way Rabbi Huda allows the person to do bir chametz. Now on that, Eser Rabin L'Ravam, but we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says, Emasai, when do I say that the only way to do bir chametz, to eliminate the chametz, is through sreifas, through burning, is shaloi b'shas b'yuroi, is only not at the time of when the elimination has to happen, that is in the beginning of the sixth hour, and the entire sixth hour, within minat Torah, it's still permitted, of b'shas b'yuroi, but at the time of the actual bir, which is in the seventh hour, which then minat Torah, you have to eliminate it, and then the Braisa says, Rabbi Huda agrees that you could eliminate it with anything. And essentially what the Gemara is asking is, so then why do I have to go through this whole tircha, this exertion of going ahead in, and why we're saying essentially why, according to this interpretation, that it's usur during the fifth hour, is to give you that whole hour to go ahead and collect firewood. What do you mean? If you don't have firewood, you'll just wait for the time of the beer chametz in the seventh hour, and then you can get rid of it in any way that you want. So how can you say the reason why it's us in the fifth hour is to be able to give you that hour to get firewood? Because that's the only way you can do beer chametz. It's not true. We see clearly in the Braisa that this that he says only good with firewood is only before the time of beer. Once the time of beer comes, you can do it any way you want to do it. So therefore, why would we have to institute a whole hour to get firewood if it's not necessary after the fact? So Rav Gmur concedes that question and says, Elam Rava, rather Rava gives a different shot. Again, the reason why Toilet Muhammad is not because of a mistake, because people do not make that mistake, and it's also not because of the halacha to get an hour to collect firewood if that's not necessary after the fact. Rather, Gezer Mishum Yom HaMa'unin, it's a decree because of a cloudy day when the sun is not shining, and then you cannot check with the sun. That's why we're concerned we give you that other hour of Toilet. But then the Gemara asks, then even the fourth hour you should not be able to eat because of a cloudy day, that there might be this confusion of where the sun is. And that the Gemara says, no, the fourth hour is when everyone eats their morning meal. And everyone knows when the fourth hour is. That's the breakfast time. That's the time when people are eating their lunch or whatever you want to call that in the fourth hour. That's their meal of the day. Therefore, we're not going to be concerned that people are going to confuse that, and that's why it's mutter in the fourth hour. But in the fifth hour, which people don't eat, they might come to confuse, and therefore we're going to say it's usur, at least in the oifen of Thailand, in the fifth hour. So now regarding this that we just mentioned, that the fourth hour of the day is when that's the time when of the mealtime when everybody eats. So the Gemara quotes a braisa relating to this. Tanabon, Shari Shaina Maichaludim, the first hour of the day is when the ludim, which are types of cannibals that they eat, Shnia Maichalistim, the second hour of the morning already, is when thieves eat, and that is both ludim and listim are people that have hungry appetites, but just that the robbers, the thieves, they were up all entire night robbing. Therefore they sleep in the hour, the first hour, and then they eat in the second hour. That's why they eat a little bit later than the ludim. Shlish is Michael Yershim. The third hour is when the inheritors of large, vast wealth is when they eat. Again, not because they're gluttons, but rather because they don't have to toil hard to make money to get their food. Revi is Michael Poylin. The fourth hour is when workers eat. Chamish is Michael Tamil Chum. And the fifth hour is when Talmudic scholars eat. And Shish is Michael Kaladim. And the sixth hour is when the regular public eats. which the Gemara asks, Rapaba said, Revi'is Matsud Lakoli, as we just mentioned before, that the reason why the fourth hour is going to be permitted is because that's the Matsud for everybody. That's not the version recording the Bryce over here, which we say it's Meichel Poilin. So the Gemara says, Ela Epech, rather, turn around the Bryce and say that Revi'is Meichel Kolodim, as we said before. Everyone knows when's the fourth hour. We're not going to come to confuse it because that's when everybody eats. Chamish is Meichel Poilin. The fifth hour is when workers eat. And Shish is Meichel Tamil Chum. And the sixth hour later on in the day is when the Tamil Chum eat. Mekan ve'elech, whoever eats after this, kazarek evan lechemis, is like throwing a stone into a bag. In other words, it's pointless, it's useless, it's not healthy for the body. But however, Abaya says, lo yamarin, we didn't say that if someone's only going to eat his meal after that time, that it's unhealthy, eld lo yitoy mid b'tzarva, only if he didn't eat anything in the morning. Avotoy mid b'tzarva, if he ate at least something, less lumbar, then we're not concerned with that, at least, he had a coffee, he had something, then he could have his first meal in the day, even after the sixth hour. Now the Gemara returns to what we had been discussing before, that Amar Avashi says, regarding what we said before, Kamachloikis, that similar to the Machloikis of Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda, Be'edus, regarding the Sugin Sanhedrin that we had been quoting from this daf and the previous daf, that regarding that Rabbi Yehuda said that people really make a very large discrepancy of mistake in that margin of error up to a little bit less than 3 hours, that same Machloikis is Kach Machloikis B'chametz. That's going to be the same Machloikis regarding Chametz, that because Rabbi Yehuda says people make a very large mistake, similarly in our Mishnah, he's going to hold a larger area of error regarding the eating of chametz, and therefore he goes and says it's early than Remeir, who says you could eat up till the end of the fifth hour. Rabbi Yehuda says only up to the end of the fourth hour. So the Gemara is Peshitta. It's pretty obvious that's the same machlekes. Hayna hachtami, this is exactly what we've been saying all along in the sugya, that we said the Remeir holds a smaller margin, that's why in our Mishnah he holds a smaller margin. Yehuda in Sanhedrin holds a larger margin, that's why in our Mishnah he holds a larger margin too. And that the Gemara says that Hokamashma, what Rav Asher was coming to teach, was saying Shenui Dushaninan, the answer that we had given to say that although there's a discrepancy between both opinions of Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin and in the Mishnah over here regarding Chametz, that we said that, Chametz is more stringent, the larger error that we have to give than over there is because Chametz was given for everybody and they're not so particular with time as they are in testimony in the Sugin Sanhedrin, Shinuyuhu, we wanted to tell you that it's a real full-fledged answer, and that you shouldn't think to say that it's really a machlokes tanoim. In other words, if you can have this question for the Mishnah Sanhedrin regarding our Mishnah over here, don't say that it's a machlokes tanoim in regards of the opinion of Remeir and Rabbi Yehuda, that you would say that the Tana of our Mishnah holds like Remeir, that Remeir says that a person makes a mistake up to 1 hour, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that you make the mistake up till 2 hours, whereas the Tana in Sanhedrin holds that Remeir holds that a person will make a mistake up to 2 hours, and Yehuda says you'll make a mistake up to 3 hours. No, it's not two different Tanaim in the pins of Remeir and Yehuda. Rather, that same machlokes over there is the same machlokes over here. The only difference is that since Chametz is given over to everybody, we have to allow a larger gap in time, and therefore it's more stringent. Similarly, that you might have the question and say, wait, Rabbi Yehuda over there says that there's not going to be a mistake between the fifth hour and the seventh hour because of the sun. That we said people do not make such a mistake. Yet over here we say that people do make a mistake because clearly in our Mishnah, Yehuda says it's forbidden the entire fifth hour. Well, why is it? The Isra Chametz only begins after the seventh hour. Again, don't say that's a machlokes tanoim. Rather, say that the same reason over there is the reason over here. But the reason is, since Chametz is given for everybody, so although you could clearly tell where the shade is, and between the 5th and the 7th, and therefore we hold Adam to it, but regarding people of Chametz, which is the mass population, then we don't hold them to it, and therefore even in the 5th hour it's going to be Aser. Or, as the Gemara had said, because of a cloudy day, which we're concerned about regarding Erev Pesach, therefore even the 5th hour is going to be Aser. But again, don't say it's a Machlokes Tanoim, and that was the purpose, what Rav Asher was coming to tell us, that it is an answer, as we said before, and it's not a Machlokes Tanoim. Amar Rav Shimi Bar Ashi, Lo Yishanu, we did not learn that Mishnah Masechta Sanhedrin, Ela B'Shoyes, only if they had said testimony regarding the hours. Again, one said, according to a mayor, the second hour, another one said the third hour. According to a Yehuda, one said the third, one said the fifth. But if somebody said that it was before the rising of the sun, and the other one said it was after the rising of the sun, that is, they verbally said the word Netzachama, then we would not consider it a tois. Rather, we would say that they're lying. And then they do some matela, the edus would be batel. So the Gemara says, Peshitta, it's pretty obvious. One saying before Netz, one says after Netz. That's a mistake that definitely cannot happen. But if one of them says that it was before the rising of the sun, and the other one says it was after the rising of the sun, that he says clearly the term netzachama, then that's not a mistake. Rather, that's clearly a lie, and they do some metela, and therefore the testimony is batal. To which Gemara says, pshit, that's pretty obvious. Of course, we're not going to make it such a mistake between before nets and after nets. We only allow between the second hour, third hour, third, or fifth. So therefore, the Gemara says, "Ela echad eme koydim netzachem." One of them says before the rising of the sun, "Echad eme b'teicha netzachem," and the other one says that it was within the nets of the chama. That is when the nets started beginning, that the sun started rising. Even in such a case, edusim b'teila, the edus is going to be batal. That's also pretty obvious, because you could tell the difference between before the sun started rising, when it started rising. It's obvious that they're lying. And that the Gemara says no. Because I would think to say that maybe they are saying the same thing. And this that one said that it was within the Netzachama, on that we continue on top of Gimel and Aleph, although he said Betecha Netzachama, Bigiluya Havakoi, that there was a glow, Bizaharure Ba'amuhudachaz, and he only saw a radiance. And therefore, essentially, he did not see that it was within the Netzachama. Really, it was from before the Netzachama. He just saw this glow, and the sun yet did not start rising beyond the horizon. Kamash Malah, and that's the Chiddush that we're saying, that we will not consider them making a mistake and to assume that it was just this glow. Rather, that we say that since he said that it was before the Netzachama, he said it was within the Netzachama, that's a discrepancy that's too large. And therefore, although it's not even within the two-hour range or whatever it is, much, much less than that, but since it's something that's so blatantly obvious, we're going to say that they're lying, and we won't believe him to say that it's going to be considered a toast.